This is not going in Drive to Survive.
The higher you rise, the sharper the knives. The best way to become unpopular is to win.
I'm gonna come after you.
And you start to see cracks.
Formula One Drive to Survive returned to Netflix for its fifth season last week, taking fans of the sport and the show back into the driver's seat. Between classes and post-grad plans, Northwestern students are gearing up for the 2023 F1 season, both on screen and on the track. And for McCormick senior Brandon Beckel, who is also part of the Northwestern Formula One team, the passion for the sport is ongoing.
I really like it because, I mean, if you look at it on the surface, it's like, you know, really like fast cars going around a track in a circle. But when you get more into it, there's a lot more strategy behind it. There's a lot of things that go into it in the weekend. There's like qualifying. There's like, it's a whole weekend sport. Instead of just having like one game, it's, you have all the practice sections to like keep track of someone, and then qualifying is a big deal. And then there's the race. And so I kind of like how it's spread out over the weekend. And even within the race, there's like, you know, pit strategies, tire strategies, fuel to a lesser extent, but there, it gets pretty deep once you learn more about it. And I think that's like really cool about the sport.
Although sports documentaries and TV shows are nothing new, the impact the show has had on the sport in real time has actually translated into viewership at around 1 million per race, which according to ESPN has also seen a rise in more female and younger viewers than ever before in 2022.
I know a lot of people have been introduced into the sport because of the show, and a new season just aired. What are your thoughts? Anything you can tell me?
Yeah, I think it's great for the sport. I remember I was in the Formula One community or whatever online, and saw and like was watching Formula One. And then once Drive to Survive came out, there's like a huge influx of people, especially like Americans, being interested in the sport. Like America was always kind of like put on the wayside for Formula One, as a huge European sport mainly. And then ever since Drive to Survive came out, it really introduced a lot more Americans in it. And
the explosion of the U.S. fan base has led to a calendar year that features three races in the United States, more than any other country. According to NBC News, the Miami race that debuted last May actually attracted a highest ever 2.58 million viewers in the U.S. alone. And now with races in Austin, Miami, and Las Vegas scheduled for this upcoming season, the excitement behind the show is twofold. So
it's getting really popular in the U.S. because of Drive to Survive and how many people have been introduced to the sport from it.
But according to Weinberg senior Spencer Page, the paddock drama isn't always what it seems.
I watched every single race and every single qualifying session of the 2022 season, like, live. Like, I made sure I did that live every single time. And the other night, I actually, like, sat down to watch the new season of Drive to Survive that just came out for, like, 4 or 5 episodes, maybe. So, like, I got, like, halfway through the season, and I don't know, like, it was good. It's just not – it definitely lost something, given how much attention I had paid to the season, like, this past year. So I'd say, you know, before I really got back like hardcore into Formula One, I was definitely, you know, watching a lot of Drive to Survive. But I think at this point in time, it's like, you know, if you watch the season and you stay really up to date with all of the news and like all of the team updates and all of the behind the scenes stuff as much as you can, you know, in the off season, there's no real need for you to like watch Drive to Survive unless you're bored and just like want to like consume every ounce of F1 content you can, which like that's why I watch it, because like if it's F1 content, I'm going to watch it.
In Formula One, has to be always heroes, anti-heroes.
We need to start considering a change.
It's very simple. If you're not performing, you're out.
I think it's great that more people are getting into the sport. I think the thing, you know, that I did when I got back into it last year after watching Drive to Survive, that I think a lot of people should do is like watch all the races, really keep up to date, you know, like with the news, like follow the teams on social media, like follow the journalists on like Twitter, because like there's always something interesting going on in F1. And while I think like Drive to Survive is a really great introductory tool, I think if you want to get a more in-depth understanding of what's really going on with F1 and the history, you unfortunately being in the US do have to put in a little bit of like extra effort to get the full picture, but I do think that's really rewarding, and I think it's worth it. So, you know, like, that's my advice. Like, watch Drive to Survive, enjoy it, but also, you know, like, watch the races, really, you know, get involved, like, with the journalism behind it, because I think that's where all the really interesting stuff happens. And I can say, you know, from watching, you know, like, social media and stuff during the summer break when all the driver contracts were changing, that month in F1 was far more entertaining for everybody than, like, sitting and watching Drive to Survive. Like, it just was. Like, if you care about the drama does happen, but getting it, like, raw and in the moment is just so much of a better way to engage yourself with the sport, I think. So that's my advice.
From races in Singapore, Mexico, Qatar, and beyond, the 2023 Formula One season is gearing up for preseason testing in Bahrain this week. So no matter where you stand in the F1 craze, just know that this reporter will be checking drivers' social media pages and pushing for a Hamilton comeback in the meantime. I'm Maria Jimena Aragon, WNUR News.